The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Be able to open crossings and get food in and reconstruct and have greater freedom. But that has to come with a greater responsibility towards Israel, which means giving up rockets, moving into a different place.
Secretary of State John Kerry there. Once again, we're talking about rockets. When we talk about rockets, what do we mean? Of course, Gaza Strip, Hamas, and Israel. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Not so nice what's happening, and it's been a long time coming. And think about this. I had this conversation today with my brother. When was the last time on the side of Israel where you saw some real threats, where you really saw something shake up Israel? It's been a long time. Yes, some rockets that are not really reaching their targets are being lobbed in that direction. Tunnels, that's scary. But with the dome and whatnot, what's happening on the other side is really where so many of the people used as human shields, thanks to the Hamas thugs, they're suffering the most casualties. All in all, this is all the tug of war about culture, land, and a long-time hatred between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So the ceasefire is holding up so far for the second day. Reason to celebrate? Reason to be a little optimistic, or just the same old, same old? And Hamas tries to step away from this whole human shields thing, but I'm not buying it, because this, of everything that's happened here, this is pretty black and white. You put your people up in the middle of the town where you know the rockets are coming, you're using them as the shield. And how do they explain this? Well, Israel has a manual that they got from Hamas that they found explaining how they use the human shields to their advantage in this conflict. It's called the Urban Warfare Manual. Sound like an interesting read. And what it says in it to the group, it says that the group knows that the Israeli Defense Forces are trying to limit civilian casualties. Of course, that's what Israel says. They know that, and they know in the Western world, as Israel has many friends in the Western world, it doesn't play, it doesn't fly. So the soldiers and the commanders have to limit the use of weapons and tactics that lead them to harm and unnecessarily loss a big loss of people and destruction of civilian facilities. In the manual, it talks about that. And it's difficult for them to get the most use of their firearms, especially supporting fire. Well, Israel is accusing Hamas constantly of launching rockets at Israel, out of schools, homes, religious sites. The locations put the people of Gaza in danger as Israel tries to destroy the rocket launchers. So the presence of civilians are what they're calling Hamas pockets of resistance. And how do they open fire in their vicinity? And this is how they use this, the destruction of the people's homes. Because it not only increases the hatred of the citizens toward the attackers, meaning the Israelis, it increases their support around the city defenders. So this manual is not telling us anything we don't assume to pretty much interpret as the reason why they're doing what they're doing. But I wonder why Hamas never seems to take any flack for this, other than a handful of talk shows. And it seems like in the United States, anyway, it's about picking sides. People either saying, yeah, absolutely, Israel's right on. They're our friend. They're our ally. And what's going on here? It's outrageous. Or, wow, can you believe the amount of people? This is just wrong. And what's wrong with Israel? Why would they do that? And the reason why is because they understand the trickery. They understand the problem with letting your guard down and what that ultimately leads to. Bottom line is this. Will there be any kind of a permanent ceasefire? Will there be a call for celebration that goes beyond 72 hours? It's tough to say. Because it still doesn't look great. It really doesn't. What's the answer to this? How does Israel get what it wants, and how does Hamas get what it wants? And it's all about land, and it's all about culture, and it's all about differences in religion, and mix in all of that, and it's a potent elixir. This isn't wrapping up overnight. It's absolutely not. Coming up on America Tonight, we were talking about this in a previous hour, but it's coming up now. A woman entrepreneur whose son is autistic, and the son needed records transferred and all of that, so his mother came up with an ingenious way to do it, I promise. I promise this time around. Charlotte Entree will join us, and wait till you hear her story. Some lightning story. We need to feel good, don't we? You'll feel good after you hear her story. I'll tell you what she needs to invent, or somebody else needs to invent. A surefire way to almost 99% guarantee that passwords, usernames, all that kind of stuff will be protected. Have you ever been hacked into? There's a great question. I want you to think about this while you're listening to Charlotte, and then join me on the other side. Anybody out there been hacked into? Is it not the worst? So you feel for now what's going to be more people with these Russian crime rings stealing 1.2 billion passwords and username combinations. That's awful. It is a terrible feeling. Robert Siciliano, one of the best security cops, in my opinion, internet-wise, in this country, has been on our show many, many times. And the day that I was hacked into, he was the first person to call me. Get on your computer now. Boom. Talk me through a bunch of things. But it's a nightmare when that happens. And I know you can completely relate. I guarantee I am not the only one right now who's ever had to deal with being hacked into. And my situation wrapped up and it was fine. I lost some emails, but the main thing is I didn't lose everything. And I was able to get back in, thank goodness. We are so dependent and live our lives on the computer, storage-wise, everything else-wise, that goes down, boy, it is panic, isn't it? Thank goodness for the cloud. If you don't know what the cloud is, rest assured, it stores lots of information. So when the phone goes down, you accidentally leave it on the car roof, it cracks, whatever, you're okay. Or the hack situation. There's a way around that, too. But when you hear about these Russian crime rings, I think it's incredibly scary. Incredibly. I mean, cybercrime is the thing. That's the thing to be concerned about. And that's the thing to be concerned about with our grid and everything else and planes and you name it. What isn't driven by some kind of a modem, some kind of a computer anymore? Name a few things. But if you've been hacked into, I want to hear your story. So think about it. Think about it and call me after you hear what our next guest talks about, Charlotte Entree. You know the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in a few here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Charlotte Entree is with us. She's in our virtual green room. Picture that, if you will. She's got an interesting story to tell. She's got a 19-year-old son with autism, that inspired her to create a way to keep his medical records secure and get to them easy. And also what he needs as far as any kinds of daily medication. So when he graduated from high school, and I know many of you are finding yourself in this situation, and then was naturally transitioning into a young adults program, what do you do? How do you make sure that he has access to his medical needs from wherever he is? So she developed, well, I love this, what one would call a virtual file cabinet. It's called ListDoc. And so you know how we are. We test drive our ideas on people. We start to, when we talk to our friends and we tell them, oh, here's what's going on and here's what I'm doing. And a lot of people, I think, told Charlotte, wow, you need to do something with this. So we're having on America Tonight because she is doing something with it. Charlotte, thanks for coming on ATN.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So explain, I told a little bit about the story. So you had to be concerned about your son because you didn't want anything to fall through the cracks, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, initially it was all sparked by me and my husband and I were watching a TV show, and somewhere I can't remember the details. It was actually a newscast, and this individual was in had a medical situation, and the family couldn't get to their information, and as a result, the person died. And as a parent of a special needs child, you're always worried. You know, as a parent of, you know, a child that doesn't have special needs, you're always worried. And so when I saw that, I'm like, one of the things they always tell you for special needs kids is always build a repository of information, because let's face it, we're not going to live forever. And so I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it have been great in this person's case if that information is stored in one place and somebody could have gotten to it very quickly. And so I thought, well, you know what? I need to find something for, you know, my son. Well, there wasn't anything. So I just created what I needed for myself. And in the process of doing that, I created this site that I put all our stuff out there, and I granted access to certain things to certain individuals. Because as you do with estate planning, you may give someone rights to make certain decisions and then other people rights to do certain things. And so I wanted that ability online with information. So I created a list up for me to do just that, to share my information with the important people of our lives and share it as I need it, not everything to everybody, but just the pieces I need it. And in doing that, the people that I had granted access to was like, wow, can I use it? Can I put my stuff out here? And so it started to grow from there. So over the course of probably the last 2 years, I used a very tight team of very great developers to build it out so that other people could enjoy it as well. And so that's really how it began, out of the need to really service myself and my family and protect my son.
So tell us how it works. How do people, you know, they get ListDoc, and how does it work?
Here's how it works. We basically have four different levels, subscription levels that people can join. We have a free level, so you can be a part of ListDoc for no cost whatsoever because I believe in it that much. And essentially, you decide how much information you need to store. Let's say you decide to take one of our levels, and it gives you up to 25 different lists that you can create. And here's the beauty of ListDoc. Let's say I don't have I'm not very technically savvy. I'm not familiar with Microsoft and all the things that people use in business to share information. You don't have to be with ListDoc. You just come on the site. You can start to it very clearly, simple and easy, allows you to say, okay, I want to create this one list. I want to put name, address, doctor, dosage, asset, you know, whatever, contact information, and it clearly walks you through that. You also have the ability, let's say that you have created information for your son already. You have it in Word saved already, or you already have a list of medication, or you already have a list of recipes if that's what you choose to store. You can upload those documents. It takes different file formats, as well as you can scan and upload as well. So you have the ability to not only create online and not use any additional software if you don't have that already, or already use the software you have and upload documents and pictures and everything as is.
So we're speaking with Charlotte Entre, and she's created this company, ListDoc, and it came out of a need. It's very entrepreneurial. Are you surprised at what's happened to you since you developed it from your own need?
Oh, my gosh, I really am. You know, it's funny because they say, you know, just do the things in your life that you enjoy and that's important to you and everything else will follow. And certainly that's what I did. I didn't have a technology background. I, you know, am a consultant by trade in a totally different field. But what I did have is an understanding of what I needed to still avoid in my life. I had an understanding of how to make that happen and also the importance of building something that could be shared with other people and building something that I want for myself to be secure and make sure that it's secure for others as well. And we've put quite a bit of work into making sure that the information is secure. We've gone through some of the same background checks and security measures that your bank would to get some of the same clearances, because I strongly believe that, as you know, in this day and time, sharing information is just a part of life. Nothing is absolutely guaranteed, but we can do the best we can to make sure it's as secure as possible.
So one of the cool things when you do something like this, you run a business, you start to hear from people where it's really changed their life. Have you had those calls or those emails?
Yes, and, you know, some of the ones I enjoy the most are some of the things that I never really thought about. I heard from one of the users, because we always want to know, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. let's make it where, because it's certainly if there's something that we can improve upon, we want to do that. And so we get a lot of feedback. And some of the, one of the most crazy things that I didn't think about in terms of people use it for is for their Christmas list. We have one user that came back and said, well, can you add a particular field? Because I'm using it for my Christmas list, so I don't re-gift. And I'm also putting a list out here of people who re-gift from me so I can make sure I give them their same gift back. I thought that was hilarious. But there are also people who have said, you know, we were in the emergency room and we were able to pull it up on the phone and provide the dosage. Thank you, because otherwise we would not have been able to do that. Yeah, so yeah, it runs the gamut, yes.
Yeah, interesting. So, and that's what you developed it for, medical. So I imagine a lot of people use it for that reason, but isn't it interesting that people are using it for multiple things? And how about as you see your company grow, boy, you really have to pedal fast, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, because now we are also getting interest from associations. So recently we were contacted by an insurance company. They wanted to talk about it because insurance companies are always telling their customers to document their assets. And so along the way they heard about ListDoc, and what a great place to do that. So they were asking us about capability and how can we partner with them just to get the word out and be a source for their clients.
Yep. I love it. I think it's so fascinating and so cool that you were thrust into this this world. For you, and of course you use it, for you, we didn't even ask you this question. We talked about your son. How great has this been for him?
Oh, gosh. It's funny because I'm giving him a job, and so he feels like he's sort of part of the whole ListDoc team, and I have another son, and we have board meetings, and he really likes that whole idea. So it's really brought a new awareness to him that, you know, he can be a part of something, he can contribute, he can have a sense of self-worth, and it's helped in so many ways that I have no dreams.
Very cool. And you've got people, you've got users from all over the place, so that's the other part. It's not, you know, you're in Dallas, but this is a virtual world. It's virtual what you're doing. So you have users all over the map, don't you?
That's right. We absolutely do. And now, you know, you in business, you have those challenges, and some of them are very good challenges. And one we have now is trying to expand with other languages. So we're looking to how can we do that, maybe have an interface with Spanish and maybe some other languages as well.
You know what that means? You got to start playing those tapes, and you got to start learning from the very beginning. Hola, ¿cómo está? I'm Charlotte. I love it. Charlotte Entree, you're a delight. ListDoc.com. Check it out. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. You're in the finest. I'm wondering too much.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bunch of polls that we're going to hit up. You know, I made the joke that I'm the poll princess because I say there's something about the polls. Otherwise, politicians and others in all kinds of businesses wouldn't even bother taking the polls, putting them out there, pumping them up, that kind of stuff, and frankly paying the pollsters to put them together for them. I also mentioned that with this big cyber ring that happened in Russia, the crackdown on the cyber ring, tracing it back, another huge breach of security, so many websites hacked into. I wondered how many people listening to this show, how many of you have been a victim of that. And in that short amount of time, I got two different emails, one from Robert who says, Kate, right on your back, man. I was part of that whole Target thing, so I guess that's different than hacking into a website. But I had my stuff, my digits stolen thanks to a quick trip to run and actually go get some diapers for my wife, I guess for my kid, and it was pretty upsetting when that happened last year. Then I got another one from Chris who says, Kate, I can completely relate to the hack thing. I felt like I was pretty good about the passwords and did as best I could to keep my things secure, and I had my Gmail hacked into, and it really was a nightmare, to use one of your words, because I had everything, including my black book, if you know what I mean, on my Gmail accounts. Yeah, you know, there's something to have about having a hard copy of stuff. So, like, emails you need, phone numbers you need, you know, your cell goes out, you have you don't know any numbers. We don't know any numbers. Or information that you have, it's on the cloud, but if you had to have a quick recovery for anything that was vital, you still need a hard copy. That's why I think the whole idea of, oh, notebooks are going away, paper's got paperless, everything's paperless, not so true. Because there's just a psychological thing, and also as a backup to be able to reach for a manual, a binder, a composition notebook, whatever it is, where it's hardcover, boom, you can look up the information, especially the computer goes down. You don't want to have to be rolling through a bunch of things to try to find out where that info is. That is the idea of the cloud, and it is the idea of notepads and the virtual notepads and everything else, but still, I don't know, there's something about the hard copy. The hard copy on this political poll is that Governor Chris Christie actually is trailing Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, among New Jersey voters anyway. They did a survey about the 2016 presidential race. The poll showed, the Quinnipiac poll showed, university poll showed that Clinton leads the Republican governor 50-42%. Both are considering running in 2016, but they haven't committed yet at this point. The poll shows Clinton was strong support-wise among women in New Jersey, not a surprise. Men are divided. Clinton has a little bit of an edge among independent voters. New Jersey heavily swings Democratic, not shocking. New Jersey voters give the Democrat a 60-38% favorability rating while they're evenly split at 47% for Christie. 49% say Christie should stay home compared to 46% who say he should run for president. I don't know. Christie's not letting go of it. He's not going to fade away quietly. And Rand Paul, I think, really wants it. He's not going to dump off the bench either. And then Mike Huckabee is really starting to pound the pavement, for lack of a better way to describe that, to really see what he's got. And I'll tell you what. He may have a chance. I mean, he may have that outside chance because of the power of the airways. He was a governor. People like him. He stands by, really, what he says. I have to give Huckabee that. Usually, whatever it is, whatever the ideology is, if it's his ideology, if this is how he feels, he sticks with it, or so it seems anyway. And he may surprise a lot of people. Do I think he gets the nomination? I don't know. It depends on in 2015 and then swinging in 2016 who's really there, not just talking about it, but they really are running. So I would say that Huckabee is probably going to surprise a few people, maybe, the former Arkansas Republican governor. He talked at length about President Obama's actions being worthy of impeachment. That's music to a lot of Tea Party ears. Our pal Dan in Texas likes hearing those words. Do I think impeachment's going to happen? No. But Mike Huckabee talked about why he thinks what he's done is worthy of considering that. And he really wants, I think, to throw his name into the ring in 2016. I do. Because he knows there are people that are interested, because he's feeling his roots and beyond. And I think he's going to surprise a few people. He's not going to be an easy opponent, that's for sure. And I wouldn't be shocked if he is in the mix toward the end. A lot of people like Mike Huckabee. Could get interesting. 2016 could be really interesting. I saw a sign today, let's let Romney run in 2016. I thought, you are kidding me. I know you are joking. That is not happening. One, he doesn't want to do it. But it is not happening. There's no way the Republicans would put up Mitt Romney. So what a waste of time that would be, and what a distraction. He's not going to do that. There's absolutely no way that's happening. Coming up in our next segment, I always feel compelled to kind of tell you what's on the menu. Don't you hate it when you sit down somewhere and you're really craving something, but they never tell you what's really on the menu? I feel like that about radio sometimes. So, tail end of the show, dumb things I shouldn't have done. A lot of you are really starting to jump on the dumb things. You get it. What is it that you've done that you could share with other people that would make them laugh? Make them realize they aren't the only person who did the dumb thing. And it can be anything from leaving the car keys in the ignition and locking the car, which is pretty tough to do with new cars, or something else that just threw your day out of whack, threw you out of whack, whatever it might be. Joe Biden, the VP, had his own dumb thing. He says the U.S. shouldn't think of unaccompanied children showing up the border as someone else's children. Wow, that's a stretch, Joe. I understand if he's trying to say the humanitarian aspect and how we need to embrace it, but boy, you want to really paint a picture for someone. That's not a great way to paint that picture. He's asking for help from attorneys and legal groups to represent immigrant kids apprehended at the border. He says the rest of the world's going to judge the U.S. by how it treats the kids. Well, of course, I mean, if we did some crazy roundup and just threw them over the border, we have no choice but to have a process. That makes sense. Biden warns that the U.S. is going to have to send back some kids to terrible environments because they don't legally qualify for asylum. He also says Central American governments are unprepared to make the tough domestic decisions that are needed to address the problems in their country. Well, I would agree, but we can't do anything about that. We cannot embrace all these kids. We don't have room for them. We do not have room. This is the problem, because where do you stop? At what point do you say, I'll take you, but not you and you and you? I think not. I don't think so. And this asylum thing has gotten so old. So when he talks about embracing people, helping the kids, part of that is this process is taking so long that you're talking about pro bono work from some attorneys, so that's what it would have to be, ultimately. And rounding up all those attorneys and getting them to the border is a much taller task than one would imagine. Plus, they have to be versed in what's in immigration and what the rights are and in process. Otherwise, this is pretty tough to play catch-up on. You can, but I would think the more specialty, the more expertise in the area, that much better for the kids to give them kind of a leg up. All right, this now has become official. The death toll keeps growing in these African countries, and fears are really spreading about Ebola and whether it's going to spread to the Middle East. The World Health Organization is considering declaring current Ebola outbreaks an international public health emergency. Health workers in West Africa appealed for urgent help in controlling the world's worst Ebola outbreak. The death toll continues to climb. It's up to 932, and Liberia declared a state of emergency. A state of emergency. The good news, you want the good news? Somewhere in the wrapper, there's some good news. How about the New York patient went to Mount Sinai, was having problems with headaches, had just come back from one of the countries. He was checked out, put in isolation, and he is fine. He does not have it. Oof. That is the best news, I think, that we've heard in this situation with Ebola, for sure. Dumb things. It's over the fence.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dumb things. Some would say a dumb thing would be to even suggest Mitt Romney should run in 2016. He had his chance. No way. You do not go backwards, my friends. You move forward. Let's go out to Ray, who's listening to us, I believe, in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Kate. Oh, it's raining outside. It's beautiful. I was just listening to you and talking about Romney and whatever. I say, yeah, for worst case scenario, go ahead and let Romney run again and then pair him up with Sarah Palin.
No, that would not. I'm sorry. No offense to anyone who likes both of them. The combination of them would
both,
be deadly.
Yeah, I enjoy them both.
No way.
You might as well run, if you're going to run Romney again, you might as well run him with Sarah again and see how fast the Republican Party loses.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know what's really cool? We can hear the rain.
I can hear the rain in the back. I got a metal roof.
I love it.
It's raining really nice right now, and it hasn't rained for a couple, 3 weeks, so I'm enjoying it.
Love it. I love the sound of rain. Cool. That's good. No way.
That's a bad pairing. Yeah, that's all I had. I just wanted to jump in there and pounce on it.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw in, Ray. Stay dry. I love that sound. You hear that? The metal roof. You can really hear it. I had rain today, too, and it was cool. I had just sat down, and, you know, like, there's no sign of rain, and then all of a sudden, boom, you hear the thunder, and then next thing you know, it was just instant. It wasn't even slow. It was just pouring all of a sudden, just pouring. All right, speaking of pouring, sometimes, you know, that old expression, when it rains, it pours. Oh, yeah. That could be part of our next segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
I just shot myself.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Oh, it's just so clever. So Josh says, Kate, I was rather shy about actually sending you a note about the dumb thing I shouldn't have done. You know, sometimes you tell people you're close to too much. You know that expression, TMI? I love my wife. We're close. We're companions, friends, whatever. We've been together for 10 years. Previous to that, I had a girlfriend, a long-time girlfriend. And, of course, in the course of our initial meeting, my wife, that is, you talk about things, what you liked, what you didn't like, and I goofed up because I talked about my girlfriend wearing a certain kind of perfume and how much I liked it, and I could always tell when she's around, et cetera, not to go too deep into the boring, gory details. My wife liked a different kind of perfume, and it's okay. Stupidly, when I was hurrying to get her an anniversary present, I got the girlfriend's type of perfume. Oh, she remembered. She opens it up and she was not happy. Yikes. It is so hard to make up a story to go along with the messed up perfume. She thinks I completely forgot what she likes, what she's about, and what my ex-girlfriend's about. And I say, hey, I married you, not her. So, guys, make sure you properly document the likes of your lady when you go to get her a present, especially when it has anything to do with cosmetics or fragrances. I like it. And he said that fragrances. I think that's good. Oh, that would be bad. Yeah. I mean, how many people have that long memory? And, of course, yeah, you're sharing information, and there's just no way around that. No. Oh, I feel bad for you. Here's one from William, who says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did perhaps was I had a dog that liked to escape, and my dog would go far. I love this dog, man. This dog is a Dalmatian. And knowing that, somehow I was out mowing, and I left the door propped open, and sure enough, Molly got out, and Molly did not find her way back, and I poured my heart into the search. I had my kids looking, I had my friends looking, everybody was looking for Molly. Could not find her, and eventually, she turned up. You know where she turned up? She turned up in the garage, behind a box and an old dog pad we had down. So we're saying that this was day after day. I never even thought to look there. So dumb that I left the door propped open, even dumber that I didn't check in the garage. And we were in and out of that garage. It's the strangest thing. You know, I don't even know if I put that as I guess it's a dumb thing. The door thing's dumb because, you know, if you preface it, you say the dog escapes. So if you give him an inch, they're going to take, or her, she's going to take more than that. And then escaping and knowing you don't want to do that hide and seek thing where you're trying to find the dog and you're worried half to death. And the fact that it took long to find her, and there she was in the garage, maybe that is a dumb thing. You got to check everywhere, man. You got to cover every square inch, every parcel of space in the crib when something's missing. And then do it again. And then do it again later. And once you know you've gone over the place thoroughly, then you can say, I give. This one comes to us from Greta. I like the name Greta. Greta says, oh, Kate, where do I begin? I have so many. I think my latest deal is the power went out, and that happens. People panic. They don't have candles. They don't have lights. They don't have a generator. I had a backup. I had a generator. I had everything you can imagine. I'm emergency prepared. What stupidly I forgot, however, because the lights were out for a little bit, and by the time I got to the house, it had been even longer. So, yes, I had those backups, but they weren't automatic, and I forgot to unload my refrigerator. Oh, it was a nightmare. Because it had been such a dramatic drop, I suppose, in a long enough time, a lot of things got ruined, and we're talking about water with the ice, and it starts to come out onto the floor, and it's nothing worse I hate than cleaning a refrigerator, especially when it needs to be cleaned out right away. Although I would have had to have a neighbor run over and do it, but I think that they would have gladly done it, and it would have been less hassle for me. Yeah, sometimes imagine, you know, the power goes out, something else happens, and you're not there. And you're on vacation, and maybe someone's just kind of checking on your house or something. Not good. I guess it's dumb things, because you could have scrambled to make sure that's one of the more important things that you have to do. But you did have, she did have backup, meaning backup power and everything once she arrived. I think we can squeeze in another one. This one is from Cindy. And Cindy says, hi, Kate. Dumb things cracks me up. I can relate to so much of what people are saying. I guess we're all just human. Isn't that the expression? Dumbest thing I ever did was, you know, when you go into one of those parking lots by the airport and they have the metal spikes, you're not supposed to back up. I was in a rush to get a plane, kind of panicked, couldn't get a ticket. Kind of fought with the machine, and for some reason I hit reverse, went over the metal spike sticking up, flat tire central, and I'm in the middle of trying to rush and get a plane. Finally, I threw up my hands and decided I'm missing that plane and just had to reschedule my flight. Oh, it was depressing. And it was stupid. It definitely fits with dumb things. Everybody's paranoid about doing that, but to actually have done it, I've never talked to anyone or met anyone that's done that. That, you know, they go over the spikes, so you know they're there, and then for some reason they back up. They have to get out of where they are, or it's a ticket thing usually, grabbing a ticket, whatever it is. But, yeah, you don't want to do that. Once you hit the metal spikes, you know you're in, period. That's it. Don't back up, no matter what. Not advisable. That was a good one to end on. If you've done something dumb and you want to share it, do. Don't be embarrassed. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact and tell us what dumb thing you did.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.